supercharge your retirement and grow your wealth through real estate, all by leveraging other people's money.
The hardest part of real estate investing is not market knowledge, technical skills, or even the math.
The hardest part and most important part is raising capital to fund your deals. At least it used to be. But we got the answer to simplifying capital raising. Take you from scatter, stress, and scrambling to confident and excited.
Join our 5-day Raise More Money Challenge, your key to learning how to raise all the money you need for every single deal. Head to raisemoremoneychallenge.com to join now.
Don't get caught up in the single biggest struggle experienced by multifamily apartment general partners and capital raisers today. There's not a shortage of money or willing investors out there. You just need the right tools for attracting them, and we got just the thing.
The Raise More Money Challenge teaches our exact blueprint for attracting leads and investors to keep your capital rolling in. No wealthy friends or connections needed to start.
You'll have an immediate and actionable way to raise money fast. Join the challenge at raisemoremoneychallenge.com. That's raisemoremoneychallenge.com. Do you know that 34% of Americans can't answer at least 4 out of 5 basic financial literacy questions on topics such as mortgages, interest rate, inflation, and risk, according to Financial Industry Regulatory Authority?
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
9 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve.
Welcome back, Cashflow Multipliers team. Palmy and Nancy here, and we're excited to kick off another week.
We're going to start this episode with a topic that we have touched on before, but today go into a little bit more robust understanding of the importance of financial literacy. Palm, do you remember growing up learning anything money related when we were in school?
Is this a trick question? Heck no.
No.
Honestly, from my glow up preschool day all until I graduated from college, I spent more time understanding like the prison theory or like hawk theory or like peace treaties and stuff like that, more than the tax quadrants. Do you remember anything that you learned that was about finance, Ned?
Nope. I'm guessing a lot of our Cashflow Multipliers listener haven't either. It makes you think, right? Like, there were no personal finance 101, but there was a home, you know, education 101, which I love because, you know, I know, you know me, I love baked goods or any dessert, but the class was definitely not a prime opportunity to teach us how to file taxes.
We grew up with the traditional way, go to school, get good grades, and job that offers a matching 401k or higher.
Well, Palm, I think you forgot one of another important point. Don't forget to save your way to retirement, right? That's what we were told.
Oh, yeah. Yes, the most painful lesson of them all. The only way we knew how to truly be an adult was to go through the obligation of trading our time for money. We had no idea the novel, life-changing financially freedom option was even available to us, like the holy grail of passive income.
Maybe this sounds like you too. You struggle for a long time trying to get your finances in order and it's been hard. The system had told you one thing, yet you know that there's another way and tired of growing and seeing other people's success. You want to know where they started and how they got there.
We get it. And it's not a secret that many Americans struggle to understand finances. Unfortunately, the problem is only getting worse around the country.
So true, Palm. I totally agree with you. Do you know that 34% of Americans can't answer at least 4 out of 5 basic financial literacy questions on topics such as mortgages, interest rate, inflation, and risk, according to Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, meaning that they lack the ability to understand and effectively use financial skills.
I like how you explain out FINRA. That's pretty funny. Yes, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority sounds very, very official. So you may not know this, but these are skills some of us take advantage of, such as personal finance management, budget, and investing. Without these skills, Americans struggle with everyday tasks like paying the bills on time, as well as larger goals like planning for retirement or buying a home.
Insane, right, Palm? These are like life-changing practices. It starts with understanding a budget and progressively moves to buying a home. These are the basic building blocks of success, and everyone should have the right to access them for sure.
We're seeing this play out right now in the millennial generation. A survey by the Lending Club that surfaced last summer discovered that 60% of millennials who make $100,000 a year or over $100,000 a year claim to live paycheck to paycheck. Wow.
Case and point, your financial miseducation is causing you in more way than one, right? Even the most high income earners are living paycheck to paycheck in 2022. You would think that all this technology and resources, this statistic wouldn't be as horrifying as it is. And yet, here we are.
And to add to all this, let's consider the disappearing act of the middle class. It's no secret that we've been seeing the squeeze that's coming from some, has been coming for quite a while. Why? Because it's getting more expensive to stay in the middle. So if you're not solving their financial miseducation, their only option is to lie below the poverty line, which is not a good thing to be doing.
Yeah. So, okay. So enough of the doom and gloom. Let's turn this around with ways we can change this for the better. Have we said anything that sounds like a path you're afraid to go on or down currently? Have no fear. The Kitty Sisters are here. You work so hard for your money, so don't let the unknown scare you from making changes to help you regain your financial literacy and set goals for yourself and your family.
You may not have learned this in school, in the school setting, like a traditional school setting, but here at TKSU, the Kitty Sisters University, you're officially enrolled in Financial Planning 101. So let's break out the syllabus and take out the calculator and let's dive into the five foundational things you can start doing to take control of your financial education today.
So let's kick things off by understanding the difference between liability and asset. Pop quiz for homeowners. Is your home a liability or an asset?
Most people might say asset because the genius marketing done by banks. They convince you that home, cars, and any other large personal properties are an investment.
As for the wealthy, they don't define their home as an asset, but as a liability. They believe, and rightfully so, assets should bring money into your pocket, not take it away, right? And too often we see home drain people's money. Even if you own your home outright, you still have to pay for taxes and maintenance, which is just money flying out your pocket each month.
Yeah, this is why the disappearing act of the middle class really isn't that much of a mystery. They're struggling to buy a home as the home pricing are outpacing the earning and made them poorer, not richer. We have a common phrase around here, WWTRD. What would the rich do? Because the reality is, they're obviously doing something different to living their lives. Take rental properties, for example. If you own a rental property, that can be an asset. How? Because money's being put back in your pocket. The renter is paying for the coverage of the mortgage, maintenance, taxes, and so on. This also explains why top 10% of the richest people can increase the debt, yet also at the same time exponentially increase their asset. They use debt to buy assets that creates more wealth.
Next up is leverage. We have talked extensively about leverage and the power it holds when it comes to your asset in, you know, previous episode. Basically, leverage is where good debt and your return on investment intersect. You just need a little leverage loving to get you there. This wouldn't be a true university class if we didn't leave you with a little homework. So be sure to check out the link episode all about leverage here in our show notes if you haven't. And or go to thekittysister.com/podcast. Again, it's thekittysister.com/podcast.
Our third point today at TKSU is a friendly reminder that cash flow, not cash, is king. Back when we were starting out, there was so much that we didn't know about real estate or investment in general. Our journey was long, windy, and often dusty, depending on how many homes we were in the middle of flipping. Serious dust, guys. I don't know where they come from. They never go away. We did a lot of things wrong.
Yes, and you can blame that on your financial miseducation. Trust us, you're in good company if you're still trying to figure it out. Back in the days, we thought that thing that we were going to help us the most was appreciation. In fact, we have no idea that a rental property can actually produce cash flow.
Yeah, that's how far behind we were. We're on the House Flipping to Passive Income podcast post-pipeline.
The two biggest reasons why you want to invest in cash producing asset is one, it will provide you with additional stream of income, which we love around here. And two, and most importantly, cash flow producing assets such as multifamily apartments building tend to have a great relationship with inflation. Your building wants to go wherever inflation is going. Thus, as inflation rises, so does the value of these assets. This make, you know, it a great inflation hedge for sure. Next up for your financial freedom crash course, getting to know tax hacks.
Yep, we're big fans around here of knowing the ins and outs of how to pay virtually zero in taxes by the time April comes around. And we do this carefully by having careful consideration of paper losses and amazing tax consultant who can help us there. We'll get there in a second.
Yep. The impact of taxes on your wealth has been described as if you're walking up an elevator that is coming down. It takes a hell of a lot more effort. Work smarter, not harder, people.
Yeah, for us, we've always believed that paying taxes is a necessary evil, right? Commanded by Uncle Sam when you decide to live in his territory as a U.S. citizen. But that's actually not true. The government uses tax code to direct people to do certain things. For example, invest in affordable housing, clean and renewable energies, or adopt a child.
And for those of you who qualify, investing in apartment syndications may be a tax-free endeavor for a lot of people here. This is one of our favorite parts of the deal for sure. For example, for every $100,000 you invested in apartment syndication, you can get back typically $70,000 to $100,000 paper loss in a year, which you can be used to offset your tax liability on your ordinary income, you know, and capital gain. But again, everybody's situation is different. So be sure to consult your professionals, you know, CPA, lawyers, and etc.
Of course, we do this under the guidance of professionals who know real estate tax law better than we do. This means you absolutely need to do this as well. Consult your professionals.
We have talked extensively about, you know, taxes and how you can leverage your asset to work for you, you know, come the tax season, of course. And honestly, we're probably never going to shut up about this topic, right, Palm?
Never.
These are the foundational building blocks of growing your wealth and getting up the escalator a little bit easier. Finally, the biggest secret to starting your financial freedom is to stay confident.
This is really, really a key point, Nan. Remember when we were younger and everything we did was based on what others were doing? Whether it was your older sibling or whether it was a teen celebrity idolized at the time, you were too young then to know what you know now. It doesn't matter what other people think of you.
Confidence is key when it comes to your knowledge about money. After all, you let other people make financial decisions for you, right? A broker decides how much money should be invested. A banker tells you what interest rate is worthy of your money. And you let news alert tell you what's trending in the world of investing.
It can feel overwhelming, and that feeling is what's holding people back from being financially free and fulfilled. The system is designed to be confusing and riddled with different steps to achieve one goal. And they build it that way on purpose, so you give up control and leave it in the hand of so-called professionals who reap enormous fees, keeping you in the dark on your own money and your finances.
This isn't the plot of the latest Marvel villain here. This is happening in modern day 2022 and the years leading up to it. This knowledge can empower you and your origin story to make a change and gain confidence in your financial literacy, which also manage your own finances and build a safer, more ethical financial future for sure. Why are we sharing this? Because we believe every person who is serious about gaining control in this part of their life is built to thrive, not just to survive.
So what is it going to be for you? How do you take the foundational lessons and turn them into actionable steps?
Enter the Kitty Freedom Club. We would be honored to play a small role, a small part in helping you achieve your financial freedom. The Kitty Freedom Club is for ordinary people just like you. This doesn't have to be complicated, right? You just need to get started.
We're just a couple of girls asking our friends and followers a simple question. What are you going to do today to make these financial systems work for you?
We love hanging out with you guys today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you enjoy listening to us just as much as you enjoy sharing. Don't forget to leave us a little love note in, you know, the review and rating before you leave. And be sure, of course, to check us out on Instagram at the Kitty Sisters.
Talk soon.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.